A team of scientists at the University of Toulouse in France has developed an enzyme that can break down plastic waste. The enzyme, called LCCICCG, was re-engineered over 8 years to become a specialist in breaking down PET plastic. PET is a polymer commonly found in plastic packaging and polyester clothing. The enzyme is so efficient that it can completely break down the PET polymer into its constituent monomers, which can then be used to make new plastic. The team has created a demonstration plant in Clermont-Ferrand, France, where they plan to scale up operations and recycle 50,000 tons of PET waste per year by 2025. Carbios, the company behind the enzyme, does not aim to become a recycler itself but plans to license its process to other companies. They have formed a consortium with big brands such as Nestlé, L'Oréal, and PepsiCo. The familiarity of the enzyme's product is both an advantage and a challenge. While it produces the same chemical monomers used by plastic producers, it will cost about 60% more than those derived from petrochemicals. However, Carbios CEO Emmanuel Laidant believes that as the company gains access to more feedstock, the cost of raw materials will go down. While Carbios is leading the way in PET recycling, other research teams are also working on PET recycling using different enzymes. However, none of these teams have reached the point of scaling up their processes. Professor Andy Pickford from the University of Portsmouth is optimistic about Carbios' work and hopes that more people will buy into it if they see that it works. However, he is less optimistic about recycling other types of plastic and suggests that we should move away from using these plastics altogether. Less than 10% of plastic worldwide is currently recycled, with the majority ending up in landfills. Carbios is already looking into developing enzymes to break down plastics with more complex chemical structures, such as nylon. The researchers hope that their work can help change the world and make it a better place by tackling the plastic waste problem.